have a precedent for getting things done, and that was Heseltine with Canary Wharf. We've touched on Camden's place-shaping document. There is a strategy that could be adopted by the GLA, that if a place-shaping document is unsatisfactory, it should be called in by the GLA.
Yeah.
Now, we have commented on the place-shaping document, but examples for your campaign, if you want it, the Camden place-shaping document for King's Cross had one paragraph about Islington. It had nothing about the traffic on the Euston Road and nothing about the developments on the far side of the road from the city square, which is the King's Cross Square.
Mm-hmm.
It had nothing about my particular bugbear, which is finding places for some things. There are two areas where you could find room for pedestrians and cyclists. The first one is in urban furniture. If you do a review of pavements,
mm-hmm.
and review the number of obstructions, you would find that if you cleared them all away, and in my particular area I was responsible for clearing away 16 poles, that's under the railway bridge, up in Camden. If you had a concerted view of getting rid of lamp standards and hanging them on people's buildings, if you had a review of getting away from this ridiculous idea that you have a curb, which you curb in granite, and then you put a pedestrian barrier in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why? So that a car can park and open its door? If you have a cycle lane next to that, you don't need this curb.
No.
You can make room, because if you cleared the pavements, you could actually make them a foot narrower and not lower their capacity. And if you got away with this ridiculous curb, you would have room for a pedestrian, for a cycle track alongside, without changing anything from the road. That's the first sort of thing that should be done. And the second thing that I think the GLA should do is to, for traffic in serious areas, to bring in compulsory purchase. If that end of the Euston Road is so bad, why is there not a compulsory purchase on the whole triangle?
Mm-hmm.
If the traffic is so bad, why is there even a whimper that people who are building on the south of the Euston Road are allowed to move their buildings up to the edge of the pavement,
mm-hmm.
when we have an opportunity of keeping the buildings where they are? The height is another matter. I've got no lobby for heights of buildings. We could, in fact, we've got the opportunity to begin widening the Euston Road on the south side, which in turn would give room for a pedestrian track, and therefore also improving the corners.
Yeah.
Unless the GLA starts taking powers to actually produce better communications tracks, we're just trying to get more and more pints into a quarter pint pot.
Mm.
So that's the key thing. One, the GLA should be able to call in these so-called place shaping studies if they are clearly unsatisfactory and don't look at everything, including their surroundings, their traffic, and their neighbours. And secondly, there should be a policy for clearing out pedestrian areas, even if it means bringing in legislation saying you can hang lamps on stations. The example, if you want it, you walked it up today. If you walk the east side of King's Cross, brand new pavement, lovely and wide, lamp posts 18 inches across in the middle.
Mm-hmm.